Let's just find a comfortable position for you to sit or to lay down in a space that you feel comfortable, safe, and tranquil. And once you found a place, take a deep breath. Allow your body to just simply sink in and settle into a very comfortable position. Take your time and feel yourself arriving just a little bit more into this moment. In today's meditation, we're going to explore something very human. That sometimes you can surrender, not because you don't want to, but because you're caring too much or because there is something blocking that possibility. We're going to look at that weight gently, with curiosity, with openness, like someone lighting a soft candle inside themselves. I will gently take you into this journey. So slowly close your eyes. Inhale deeply, hold it, release it. Repeat it one more time while you feel your feet, your legs, your breath, and continue taking very slow breaths, letting the air travel down through your body, awakening and bringing you here to your presence. I just remind you that you don't need to do anything special. Just be with yourself and open the space to repeat silently without rushing. I am here, willing to listen to myself. So from that place, we're going to take into a journey. We're going to walk along a quiet and peaceful path. Your pace is soft and effortless. You're walking with curiosity, just looking around. With every step, you're going to start noticing some forms and shapes that are appearing in your sight. Some of those shapes are known. Some of them are new. Some of them are old. All of them are these thingies that are appearing in your path when you're ready to surrender. Some of them could be rigid ideas, inherited, repetitive, toxic phrases, fears that might live in your chest, internal and external expectations that could be tied in your body, or maybe some resistance that keep telling us that we need to control, that letting go or that surrender is dangerous. Just observe. Observe all those shapes and forms and feelings and sensations that appear while you walk this peaceful path. Maybe thoughts are appearing too. Ideas like if you don't do it, it won't get done. Or the fear of making a mistake when you surrender to something. Or the belief that letting go or surrendering means failing or losing. Just observe. Be curious. Be gentle. Let all these shapes come. Some of them could be around. Some of them could be in your body. Each one of those have a physical sensation. Observe it. The body doesn't lie. The body shows without judgment, very neutrally. So simply feel it. Where does the weight feel strongest? Is in your stomach, probably in your shoulders, maybe the throat, maybe in the back. Just observe. Just simply observe and feel it. And remind you that you don't need to change anything. Just notice. Notice the weight. Notice that as you walk the path, maybe this weight is affecting your ability to move forward. When there is weight, steps naturally become slower. And that's okay. This moment is just for observing. Not demanding. Just observing. Walking the path, observing the weight. How does it feel in your body, the sensations? And then in front of you, suddenly the paths are like opening up. And you can see a clear, very close, calm and luminous river. It's calling you, it's inviting you. Its movement is steady and kind. And it doesn't ask for anything. It's just receiving you. Welcoming you. Walk closer. The river is safe. It's moving. And it's inviting you to carry one of the burdens that you have recognized. Allow your body to materialize in front of you, that burden, maybe that idea or that fear or that statement or that resistance that is no longer serving you. Trust anything, trust the process. And whatever you are materializing in front of you, right in front of the river, it is what you need to let go. Hold it gently for a moment and thank it for what it tried to do for you. Be grateful because maybe this idea was protecting you or helping you or trying to save you. Or maybe these resistant things that is keeping you from some harm or mistake. Be thankful and grateful. And then when you feel ready, just let it go and offer it to the water. Watch it drift away effortlessly, just going with the flow of the river. The river knows how to move what you no longer need to carry. Ah, release it. And if any other burden appears, small or large, you can place that one in the river too. No rush, no drama, no obligation, just possibility and opportunity. Letting go here is an act of honesty with yourself. You're not giving up. You're loosening the grip. You're allowing yourself to be a little bit more free. Notice what arises inside you as the river carries away what once felt heavy. Maybe there is a little bit more lightness, or a bit more air, or a bit more clarity, or a bit more curiosity, or a bit more space. Just simply observe. And from that place of witnessing, gently repeat inside yourself, I can move forward more lightly. Surrendering creates space. I trust my rhythm. Let these words land wherever they are needed. And continue breathing and receiving the energy of surrender, trusting, and moving forward. Integrate those energies in your body. Say bye to the river and start like walking back that path. Walking back that path to yourself, to your body. Take a deep breath again. And very gently and smoothly start like coming back to your body. Feeling your body now more present, more available, free from unnecessary weight. Surrendering is not losing. It is allowing life to keep moving without forcing it. Thank your body for showing you what had become too heavy. Thank yourself for releasing with calm and clarity. And very gently and slowly return to the space around you. Come back to the seat. Come back to wherever you're laying down. Move your fingers, move your toes. Very gently feel the ground beneath you. Very gently come back. Give yourself time. And when you're ready, just again, very gently open your eyes. And do it with the sense that you have recovered inner space, like breathing a little deeper inside yourself, a little closer to the origin. Welcome back.